Hello, and welcome to Secondhand. Today, Moderna's stock nearly tripled in a single day because a medicine built from each patient's own cancer just cleared a wall that stood for decades. Here is what actually happened. On August 19, 2026, pharma giants Merck and Moderna announced the results of one clinical trial. A trial of a cancer vaccine that is manufactured individually for one patient at a time. In a final stage study of 1,137 patients, the therapy met the goals set in advance. That day, Moderna's share price nearly tripled. Here is the context that matters. Cancer vaccines are a field where failure has piled up for decades. No one had cleared this wall at this scale before. The stock move is just the entrance. What actually happened is a much bigger story. Here are the three questions for today. First, how is this cancer vaccine different from the vaccines we all know? Second, why did the stock nearly triple in a single day? And third, can we now say cancer is beaten? Let's start by sorting out what was announced. First, the substance of the announcement. The trial enrolled patients with melanoma, a serious skin cancer, whose tumors had been fully removed by surgery. 1,137 of them, across 26 countries including Japan. The group that received the personalized vaccine on top of standard treatment stayed recurrence-free significantly longer than the comparison group. Time without distant spread of the cancer also improved. Safety was consistent with earlier trials, with no new warning signals. One important caveat: how much the vaccine reduced recurrence, the size of the effect, was not published and is being saved for a medical conference. And here is how the stock moved. Moderna went from a previous close of $62.96 to $174.38, up about 177%, nearly triple, in one session. The company's market value swelled from roughly $25 billion to $69 billion. Merck rose toward record highs, and Germany's BioNTech, a competitor building the same kind of technology, jumped about 22%. So what is this vaccine that moved markets this much? Time for the basics. Let's start with the most common misunderstanding. This is not a preventative shot. It is not an injection healthy people get to avoid cancer. It is a treatment for patients who have already had it. Even when surgery removes every visible tumor, microscopic cancer cells can remain in the body, invisible to scans. Given time, those cells can grow back. That is what a relapse is. This therapy splits the job. Surgery defeats the visible main force, and the immune system is sent to hunt down the stragglers. A drug given after surgery to prevent the cancer from coming back. Hold on to that. So what does any vaccine actually do? Your body has a security force, the immune system. A vaccine's job is to hand that security force a photo of the enemy. The COVID vaccines taught your immune system the features of one virus, the same photo, handed to everyone. Cancer does not work that way. Even under the same diagnosis, the features of the cancer cells differ from patient to patient. Your cancer's face and mine are not the same. So this vaccine hands out a photo that exists nowhere else in the world, the face of your own cancer. How do you manufacture that photo, step by step? First, the tumor removed in surgery becomes the raw material for the drug. Its genes are analyzed, and up to 34 markers found on the cancer, but not on normal cells, are selected. Those markers are written into a molecule called mRNA. Think of it as a rewritable blueprint that tells the body, build this shape. It is the same technology as the COVID vaccines, except the content written into it is different for every single patient. The finished custom drug is injected every 3 weeks, up to 9 times. Not picking a medicine off the shelf to match a diagnosis, building one from the patient's own cancer, that is the idea. But teaching the enemy's face is not enough. This treatment is a two-part design. Cancer cells have a nasty trick. They press a brake on the immune system's attack cells and slip away from the assault. That is where the second drug comes in, Keytruda, an existing medicine already used widely in cancer care, which releases that brake. The custom vaccine says, "That is the enemy." Keytruda says, "You are cleared to attack." One teaches, one unleashes. That two-part design is what was tested in this trial. One last basic. The thing that decides how big this news is. The Phase 3 wall. A new drug is tested in stages. Phase 1 checks safety in a handful of people. Phase 2 estimates the effect in a few hundred. And Phase 3, the final exam, confirms it in 1,000 or more. Drugs that look promising in Phase 2 routinely die at this final stage. It happens all the time. Cancer vaccines have been especially cursed here. One major pharma ran trials of over 2,000 patients and shut the program down without showing an effect. For decades, nobody cleared this wall. This vaccine's Phase 2, 4 years ago, had 157 patients. Now, at 1,137, it met its preset goals for the first time. From interesting research to a candidate for approved medicine reaching patients, that single step is the core of the news. Now, how did Japan react? On August 19th, a personalized cancer vaccine met its Phase 3 goals, and Moderna's stock nearly tripled in a day. In Japanese, this landed less as a medical story than as a market story. The most widely shared posts were wire service and financial media bulletins about the share price. The medical explanation came from a different corner, physicians and science communicators writing threads on what the therapy actually is. The overall temperature was surprise rather than argument. As of August 20th, no widely shared Japanese post disputed the trial result itself. These are posts on X, not Japanese public opinion. With that caveat, here is who said what. The most notable Japanese voices were what you might call the correctors, specialists making sure the story was understood right. A life science communicator described the trial precisely: 1,137 melanoma patients, with both recurrence-free survival and distant metastasis-free survival improving significantly. A physician and former lawmaker wrote the most engaged explainer thread, walking through what melanoma is, how the vaccine is built from up to 34 mutations in the patient's own tumor, and why it is paired with Keytruda. And in a follow-up post, the communicator addressed the same misunderstanding we covered earlier. mRNA, the post pointed out, was being developed as a cancer vaccine platform long before COVID. The pandemic did not start this research. It interrupted it. The skeptical voices that did appear were corrective rather than oppositional, pushing back on the idea of a preventive shot, not on the trial. The other half of the Japanese timeline was watching the ticker. A retail investor account marveled that the stock doubled in a single day and noted that unlike Tokyo, U.S. markets have no daily limit-up mechanism to slow a surge down. For many Japanese investors, the day tied back to memories of Moderna during the pandemic. The earliest post came overnight Japan time, a Japanese physician abroad quoting CNN with just "big news" and the pre-market surge. As the day went on, the center of gravity moved from medical explanation toward market coverage, especially the reported $5.5 billion in short seller losses. Medicine first, money loudest. That was the shape of Japan's reaction. Now the analysis, starting with question two. Why did the stock nearly triple? Behind a move of tens of billions of dollars in one day is a bet that this trial is not about one skin cancer. Moderna and Merck are already running 9 trials of the same platform against lung, bladder, and kidney cancers. If the mechanism is proven in melanoma, the same manufacturing platform might work elsewhere. What the market bought in this reading was not a melanoma drug. It was the machine that builds a custom drug per patient. The fact that BioNTech, a competitor, rose 22% the same day fits this reading. The probability of an entire industry existing just went up. One caution, though, being able to reuse the platform and getting the same results are different things. That said, reading the entire stock move as a verdict on the science, goes too far. Moderna had fallen more than 90% from its pandemic-era peak. And by one report, it was the most heavily shorted major U.S. stock last year. Short selling is a bet that a price will fall. When the bet goes wrong and the price jumps, short sellers are forced to buy back, which pushes the price up even further. Short sellers' losses that day were tallied at about $5.5 billion. So 177% is a blend, genuine expectations about the technology, plus the mechanics of a crowded trade unwinding. Keep the flashy number and the medical progress in separate boxes. So what fundamentally started changing here? The way medicines are made. The old model of pharma, mass-produce finished drugs, and let doctors choose the right one for each patient. This flips it. Input the patient's tumor data, then design and manufacture the drug for that person. What made this possible is not mRNA alone. It took cheap genome sequencing, computational science that predicts which markers the immune system responds to, rapid mRNA manufacturing, and the break-releasing drugs, 20 years of progress, multiplying together. So this is not a story of mRNA suddenly curing cancer. It is separate technologies finally clicking together into one treatment. Custom-built drugs themselves have a precedent. Therapies that engineer a patient's own immune cells already exist. What is new is a rewritable blueprint that can be produced quickly, patient after patient. Before the last question, here is what we still do not know. It matters as much as what we do. The size of the effect is unpublished. We know recurrence improves significantly. We do not know by how much until the conference data. Whether the therapy extends lives is still being evaluated. Delaying recurrence without changing survival is a real possibility in this kind of treatment. And melanoma is the textbook example of a cancer the immune system attacks well. Success here does not guarantee success in cancers with fewer markers. There is also the patient side of the ledger, about a year of clinic visits and injections, on top of being cancer-free after surgery. In phase 2, serious side effects were about 7 percentage points more common than with the standard drug alone, and the price is not yet set. One more question follows this technology everywhere. Who pays for it? Every course of this therapy requires sequencing one patient's tumor and manufacturing one custom batch. That cost structure is unlike any mass-produced pill. Insurance systems have precedents for custom-made therapies, but those covered rare blood cancers. This platform could reach lung cancer, one of the most common cancers on Earth. When an expensive custom drug becomes routine rather than exceptional, every health system, American, European, Japanese, faces the same math. Japan, for its part, took part in this trial on a tiny scale. 3 hospitals, 10 patients, and domestic launch is reported as 2027 at the earliest. The price question will arrive before the drug does. That debate is already starting. Let's return to our 3 questions. First, how is this different from a normal vaccine? It is not preventative. It is a treatment built from each patient's own cancer, given after surgery to stop a relapse, and it just cleared a wall that stood for decades. Second, why did the stock nearly triple? The market bet on the platform building custom drugs for many cancers, not one, with a short squeeze amplifying the move. Third, can we say cancer is beaten? Not yet. The size of the effect, the survival data, the price, the evidence arrives step by step from here. If August 19th is remembered, it will not be as the day a stock spiked, but as the day a personalized cancer vaccine first cleared the phase 3 wall. It is too early to say the way we treat cancer has changed, but the way we make medicines has genuinely started to. The next tests of that reading, the detailed data at the medical conference, and the trials in lung and other cancers. A year from now, we will know whether this was the beginning of something. The evidence will arrive in order. You can find the full analysis and more Japanese reactions on our blog, linked in the description. If you found this useful, please like the video and subscribe. Thanks for watching.